Joining us now live over the phone is Mountain View football coach Brent Walk this morning. Coach Walk, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great. Good morning to you guys.
Well, we appreciate you taking some time to speak with us today because, as I mentioned earlier, you have an earlier kickoff than a lot of the playoff games today, 1 o'clock kickoff against Burns, and obviously you're sacrificing, I don't know, sleep or prep, one of the two. So we appreciate you talking with us. But the first thing that I have to say, you haven't lost a game since the last time we talked to you.
Yeah. It's, you know, the guys have, I mean, obviously we've had a great season. You know, we're very pleased. And to be honest with you guys, man, we're exactly where we thought we'd be, you know, coming into the season, you know, when we started our stuff back in the spring. So, you know, we're very happy where we're at. We're very fortunate. You know, our kids have played great football. And, you know, obviously the intent is to come out and do the exact same thing today.
Well, that's a very modest way to put great football, coach. You guys have just, you've been fantastic. Dal did some math, and you guys have outscored your opponents 469-25 this season.
Right.
So there's
yeah.
Great football, and then there appears to be Mountain View football. And that's just incredible what you guys have been able to pull off this year.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you. And, you know, the credit goes to the kids, man. Number one, they're very good football players. And more important than that, they're amazing young men, both on the field and off the field. And they're doing the right things. You know, they put in a ton of work, you know, since they were third graders, to be honest with you. You know, it's been a very, very special group of kids. And, you know, we're excited. You know, the kids, the one negative and the kids started complaining about it is, you know, literally, you know, our ones have played basically half a season, you know, just over a half, because we've been up big on teams. So, you know, and obviously today we're fully anticipating to having those guys playing for four quarters and getting after it, because this Burns team is a quality football team.
Let's talk about Burns. What do they bring to the table that you've been able to ascertain?
Yeah, you know, they've got a great running back and they've got a great Q, and their offensive line is big, and you can obviously tell they're well coached. Coach Morrison is doing a great job up there. You know, and we're coming into it and we're not changing our philosophy at all. You know, we've had this philosophy, early on that, you know, if a team's going to beat us, they're going to have to play well. They're going to have to be a good team. They're going to have to play well, and Mountain View doesn't beat Mountain View. So, you know, they bring some, you know, definitely challenges with those two kids in the backfield and their offensive line. So, you know, we're going to come out. Our goal all week long has been talking about just playing Mountain View football and let's get after it.
Coach Brent Walk with, yeah, Mountain View football and the Buffaloes today taking on Burns. 1 o'clock kickoff time in that semifinal game. And, you know, Coach, one of the big anchors, of course, for your team has been all those seniors. And if I remember correctly, you had four returning All-Staters heading into the season. Is that correct?
Actually, we had five.
You had five returning All-Staters. Yeah. And, you know, what a luxury for you. Who, as the season has unfolded, of course, you've got those types of players coming back to anchor this team and really show the leadership. But maybe who's been some of the surprises for you? Who's a couple of kids that have really stepped up that weren't on anybody's radar week one?
Yeah, you know, actually, it wasn't a surprise for us because we knew where we had. Because, you know, our junior classes is very good, and our sophomore class is also very good. So we knew what we had coming in. You know, we had nine returning starters on offense and nine returning starters on defense, and four of those kids that were also All-State as sophomores. So anyways, to answer your question, you know, we've had a great year out of Hunter Meeks. Hunter Meeks is a big offensive lineman. He's very athletic. He's in our junior class, and he's had, you know, just a phenomenal season, both on the offense and defensive line. Another kid is Ashton Schofield, who's also a junior. And, I mean, he started for us also as a sophomore last year. And, you know, he's had a great season. He's, I mean, just lightning fast. Jimmy Medler has stepped in. He's a current senior. He didn't start for us last year. He's had a great season. You know, there's been some kids. Bridger Harris, he's another senior for us that didn't start last year. And he's had a good season. So, you know, honestly, going into the season, it wasn't necessarily a surprise because we knew those kids were good football players. But, you know, they've elevated, and, you know, those guys that have had that experience over the course of the last, you know, to be honest with you, last 3 years counting this year, they've really brought those guys along and bought in. And, you know, like I said, you know, we're happy where we're at right now. We're certainly not satisfied, but we're happy where we're at.
Well, obviously, one thing that's been talked about, and we've brought it up the last time we spoke, and obviously it's got to be in the back of your mind, is a potential rematch with Buffalo last year from the state championship game. And you've got one game standing between that happening. Is that a motivation for your guys, or is it something that you as a coaching staff have had to kind of maybe put off in the background and say, let's not look at that, let's only look at this?
Yeah, well, you know, our philosophy is day by day and literally practice by practice, rep by rep. And so, you know, we're not concerned about anything except for this semifinal game, because the truth of the matter is, you know, we don't get there unless we win this game. And our kids, as far as motivating these kids, I mean, I don't even know how to explain it. It's absolutely phenomenal how these kids conduct themselves, and for high school kids to have, like, the correct mentality that they do. Motivation has never been a factor for our guys all year long. Even, you know, when our kids will look at film and go, yeah, okay, we should beat this team because, I mean, we're just better. But they still have consistently came out and played extremely, extremely hard. So there's no motivation factor at all. The only motivation factor is, you know, get to War Memorial and we're, you know, go to war. That's what we're talking about. We've been talking about all week long. And you know, the Burns Bronx are our obstacle, you know. And then once we, you know, hopefully we take care of business today, and as soon as that game's over, then we'll start thinking about the championship. But we have to take care of business today.
Coach Brent Walk, Mountain View Buffalo Football. Coach, just as we wrap it up here, I wanted to ask you about the culture around Mountain View football, the entire athletic program for the Buffaloes right now. As I've kind of followed things on social media with you and your coaches and some other people, there is a lot of fun, is what it looks like right now. You guys, you had your big send-off with the volleyball team yesterday, yeah. And you know, now you have a home semi-football game. Just maybe summarize, if you can, what it's like right now to be a Mountain View Buffalo.
Oh, man, you know, in fact, I just sent a message to the entire football players, and I say this every single morning, it's a great day to be a Buffalo. It's incredible here, you know, the community support we have. Like, our stadium will be packed today. You know, we're having one of our blackouts, and so everybody will be wearing black. And, you know, the crowd goes crazy, and just, you know, it starts all the way from the top. You know, the administrators are huge support in this program. But, you know, what I think is unique, because I've been around, you know, I haven't always lived in Wyoming, but what is unique about Mountain View is the community support. I mean, everybody loves and supports the school system, and, you know, the kids who take a genuine interest in each other. And I mean, it's really hard to explain other than, you know, this is the real deal right here. That's why I tell the guys all the time, Mountain View is the real deal, and it doesn't get any better than this. You know, it's incredible. We got some really cool things going on.
Coach Walk, thank you so much for your time today. Of course, Mountain View again kicks off at 1:00 this afternoon in Mountain View semifinal playoff game. Coach, good luck this afternoon, and we'll talk to you again.
All right. Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
You bet. Coach Brent Walk, Mountain View Football, live on First Bank Sports Friday.